Now, when you think back on your time in Stowe, you know, are there any major milestones or changes in the town or events that come to mind that really impacted your life here?
Well, primarily now that I can go to a concert up in the meadow, and I used to know everybody now, because I don't see well, I don't, but I think I only know like 10 people there. So there is a whole new group who has come in here who are probably just as having just as much fun and just as fine. And but
my son and his wife and three kids have a huge social life of people that I have no idea who they are. And I couldn't walk from one end of the town to the other end back in the 80s without knowing everybody because nothing but business.
Yeah.
But now it's, but that's, I'll tell you a couple of things that really were, when Helen Day became a museum or the art center, Dad was a selectman. And I have very vivid memories of that process where he said, no way.
Yeah.
And it did become a wonderful place. The other one was when my father, Jerry Hartigan and Giles Dewey, Dale Percy were selectmen and they rammed through the sewage. The town really, really needed a sewage system versus, you know, these little septic tanks along the river and stuff. And those were two, I thought, fairly monumental events that had some connection with my dad.
And his selectmen.
Yeah, as a selectman.
Yes.
And they used to run a lot of the town government from the whip.
Really?
Yeah. They'd get together. Some of them were, you know, five guys, Ken Savala, whatever, be they selectmen or not, and figure out what was best for the town and then do it and get it done.
And I don't see how they can do that today, being on such a personal level.
Personal? Well, I don't know. It's a different world.